You are listening to The Agenda. Georgia Tolley here. And I am absolutely fascinated by the topic that we're going to look at next, because essentially it all encompasses the future of transportation, because it emerges that the future of freight transportation in Sharjah could take place above our heads, because an innovative new shipping container terminal is being built by the team behind the cable car company USky Transport. The pilot pods will be ready to be tested at the Sharjah Research Technology and Innovation Park as soon as December. And joining me now to talk through how that system works is Oleg Zaretsky, the chief executive of USky Transport. And I've frozen slightly, Alex. I'm worried I'm not saying your name correctly. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you are completely correct.
That is a win for this morning. Thank you so much. Welcome to the show and welcome to our studio. It's fantastic to have you joining us in person. I think, okay, let's get a bit of a sense of this system, because I think if you haven't got a picture in front of you, and that is the nature of radio, it's quite hard to visualise. So can you tell me what it looks like? What are the pods? What do they do? How does it work? All of that type of thing.
Yes, of course. And just I want to underline that you're completely right. And what we are trying to do, we try to introduce completely new and innovative mode of transportation. Because, you know, one area where there is no big movements in past even century, this is the transport. So we have the same railroads with little bit modification. And I think that this is the main obstacle for further development. And what we are trying to do, and we are, it's Unitsky group of companies, we are trying to introduce new mode of transport, not only cargo, but passenger as well, where we utilize pre-stressed wires. So when we talk about our cables, it's not actually like cable car, it's more like suspended rails. It means that we have the same rail transport where steel wheels travel on the steel rails, but with the difference that our rails, they are not placed on the ground, but rather they are suspended in the air. And this is our know-how. When rails suspended in the air can carry up to 50-ton load, and the fully-fledged container may travel with the speed up to 120 kilometers per hour.
Whoa, that's fast and heavy above us.
Exactly. And it gives a lot of advantages, by the way. First of all, we are times cheaper with the same equals. We don't need heavy concrete structures. Just imagine, for example, what is the weight of 1 meter of Dubai metro overpass?
Oh, it must be an absolute fortune.
Cement, I think hundreds
bridge.
Of tons.
Yeah.
But the weight of our rails will be around 60 kg.
Wow.
So we consume...
That's what I weigh on
exactly,
a bad day.
Exactly. We consume thousands times less materials than any other transport. It means that we are times cheaper and we are times effective because of many issues. First of all, we don't utilize land. It means that we don't need these huge corridors. We don't need to cut jungles in order to place our pass.
Okay, so I've got so many questions because this is absolutely fascinating. So the first thing I would say is I know that you said that the wires are fortified. However, the idea of heavy things such as 50 tons going over my head really quickly makes me feel nervous. How is it safe?
Of course, any challenge should be solved by engineering. So it means that engineering, this is the answer to your question. So it means that technically we ensure the complete safety of our transport system. And from this point of view, our transport system, I would assume that it is much safer than railroad, for example, because from one side, yes, it travels above you, but plane travels above you as well.
Fair point. And drones and birds.
Exactly. Especially plane. But talking about that, our system, it's completely automatic. There are no drivers. There is no human factor involved. Plus, there are no crossroads. There are no crossings. It means that we don't have interaction between automobile transport and rails and others. So we are completely safe. And of course, when you have 50 tons traveling over your head, this is a little bit challenging. But I think that people will be used to this.
Yeah, I suppose it's a matter of getting the public comfortable with the idea. And I imagine you wouldn't necessarily stand directly underneath the wire necessarily, just as you wouldn't stand really close to a rail link. Really fascinating to think of how it could work. Tell me about the pods. Do they work in a specific way? And I'm thinking about both passenger pods and freight pods. Did you say they suspend from the wire?
There are two ways how to place them on the wire. We have suspended and placed on top of the rails. So it depends on the concrete project and on the project requirement and on many factors. But we have both solutions. Actually, in our group, we developed more than 70 types of different pods, including car for two, for example, and including heavy buses for 48 people. And of course, we have a container unit that is called Yukon that may travel with 20-foot and 40-foot container. And by the way, our transport, it's electrical transport. It means that it is completely ecological, sustainable, and it matches with all modern requirement to transport modes.
And so how far could these systems go? I mean, literally, could you have one stretching the entire length of the Emirates?
Oh, of course. It's the same like railroad. So it depends on the requirement. We can make line 1,000 kilometers. We can make line 50 kilometers. It depends on the stations and on the place where and from where containers should be delivered.
So I know that you've been based at Sharjah Research Technology and Innovation Park for some time now, and I've seen lots of pictures of various different pods in the national newspaper. I know Nick Webster has been writing lots of stories about you. Tell me what stage you're at in your sort of various sort of levels of research, because I know you've been looking at passenger pods and now you seem to be focusing on freight.
I would proudly say that we have accomplished the first line. This is just 400 meters line of passenger track. But this is not just the track. This is the whole infrastructure transportation complex that includes passenger station, technical station like depot, that includes machines, control system. It allowed us to get certification for this complex and get approval for moving people. Okay, it doesn't have commercial purpose till now, but officially, yes, we have now running transportation complex and we welcome everybody to come and to see.
So you can come, you can get on it, you can travel 400 meters.
As soon as we consider this transport as transport of the future, we invite you to board the future.
That does sound very, very cool. In the next few minutes, I want to talk to you about how the freight works as well. Are you going to start building is the freight going to go on a different pilot study? Or are you building another wire?
No, we have an experimental container unit on the first track, just to be sure that we are on the right way and on the right track. But now we are building 2.4 kilometer line separately. That will be combined line. In this line, we will be able to move both container and heavy passenger units. And this is what we are doing now. It's very complex and innovative job, but it's going every day and the progress is very promising.
So 2.5 kilometers, give or take, where is that going to be?
It goes in the same area. It is in the Sharjah Research Technology and Innovation Park on their land. Again, there is no commercial requirement for moving container from one part of this park to another part. But again, in order to have next step, we have to ensure that we have running model that could be certified.
Absolutely.
And approved. Then next stage, of course, there is huge interest from all over the world to our technology. We are accepting almost every day different delegations from different countries. And during Expo 2020, a lot of delegations, they came because there is huge demand for such innovative transportation system.
Really? And what type of freight would you imagine you would carry on this track? Just anything or...
We have different solutions. We have, talking about cargo, we have solution for containers. We have solution for bulk loads. So it means that even we have truck pods that will move cement or some bulk loads or grain. So it means that our engineering company and our engineers, they have experience to create solution based on Unitsky string technology that will tailor the requirement of the customer.
You mentioned there the unique string technology, and we've just got to quickly go to an ad break and a song, but I want to ask you a little bit more about that, because I know that that technology was conceived quite some time ago, and now, of course, you're making it a practical reality here in Sharjah. So if you've just joined us, we are talking to Oleg Zaretsky. He is the Chief Executive of U-Sky Transport. He is responsible for the cable car company that is testing at the moment in the Sharjah Research and Technology and Innovation Park.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Agenda with Georgia Tolley
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Now, just before we went to the break, we were discussing this thing called Unitsky string technology, which is the basis of this pod and cable system. Can you give me a little bit of a sense of the history of that technology?
Of course, and it is called Unitsky string technology because the man who brought this technology to life, who invented it and who spent all his life developing this is the Dr. Unitsky. He is a world famous scientist, visionary with the very broad ideas how to improve the life of humanity, starting from the level of the ground and up to space. He is number one scientist for non-rocket exploration of space. There is such theory that he developed, and this should be separate.
It's
talk,
so
of course.
Brilliantly outlandish. Yes. It's genius.
And you know that we are lucky that he is Dubai resident. So it means that he spends a lot of time in Dubai and in the UAE, and he is the owner of the company. And of course, all his ideas and all his life experience, they are in this technology, actually.
Absolutely. So at the moment, if you've just joined us, this technology is being tested in the Sharjah Innovation Park, so the Sharjah Research Technology and Innovation Park. I mean, how long have you been based in Sharjah? Because you're not from the UAE originally.
No.
You can tell.
No. We are all expats. Actually, we are in Sharjah Research Technology Innovation Park since 2018, where Dr. Unitsky decided to have an test and certification center in this new technological park that gradually provided us with all land support and cooperation, and we appreciate all their efforts. And of course, we started doing this first line. It was not easy because everybody who is doing something new, everybody faces a lot of challenges. And of course, we passed through the same history.
Absolutely. I mean, why, for example, did you choose Sharjah? Why the UAE for this innovation?
Because of many issues. First of all, of course, the climate. Because we consider our potential customers, they are located in Africa, in Asia. So to test and certify our technology in this hot climate condition, it's very important for us. And when we came, we face a lot of issues that are related to the hot climate. So we made a lot of improvements. We made a lot of modifications to the our pods and rails in order to match these climate conditions. The second, of course, we consider that UAE is the center of attraction for almost all over the world. People, they are coming and they want to see, they want to touch, they want to ride. And of course, this helps us a lot in our marketing efforts as well, because the final target for us is to implement commercial projects all over the world.
Where do you think it's most likely to happen? Which countries are most attracted to this suspended rail system?
A lot of countries, a lot of delegations, they are coming. We are in very close negotiations with many, but I hope that the first project will take place in Sharjah.
I hope so too. Can you tell us where from and to?
Not yet, because I'm keeping my fingers crossed. So
as soon as you know, yes. You know what I'm going to make you do. I'm going to make you come to the program and tell us all about it. I mean, I suppose the system is arguably cheaper than, for example, building a land-based rail network or an underground rail network, which, of course, is what many developing countries are considering at the moment.
Of course, we are times cheaper. We are times cheaper because of many factors. For example, government does not need to buy out land. This is huge part of expenses for developing countries. The second, we consume, as I mentioned before, thousands times less materials than ordinary metro. And that is why we consider our transportation solution as only one chance for African, Asian, developing countries to solve their transportation system, transportation challenges with what we called affordable metro solution. Because they cannot afford to invest the same amount as, for example, European countries or Dubai. But the situation there on the ground with traffic jams is desperate.
Absolutely. Particularly, I know that in India, and actually India was one of the countries where the Hyperloop was considered. I've got a message here from Alyssa. She says she's interested to know about your view on the Hyperloop, because, of course, that is another sort of innovative transport suggestion that gained a certain amount of popularity here in the UAE over the last few years. What do you think about that?
It's a very political issue, and I think I will find a solution. What is my suggestion to Alyssa?
What would be your suggestion?
My suggestion is to do two things.
Okay.
First, to come to our Sharjah facility and to ride our transport.
And will she like it more than a Hyperloop?
Then let her come to Hyperloop and to ride Hyperloop. Will she be able?
She won't be able to do that yet.
No, but I don't know. It will be fair compare. This is the main difference.
Yeah.
We are there. You can try us.
You are a reality already.
Exactly.
You are a reality. very, very interesting to speak to you and fascinating to hear about this new prospective suspended transport system. Thank you so much, Oleg Zaretsky, the Chief Executive of USky Transport. And do you mean it? Can anyone come and try out your system up in Sharjah?
Better to call me first. But yeah. In general, yes, because actually it is the closed territory.
It is.
So it means not its public place.
It might not be like a day trip with the kids, but if you are looking potentially to invest in it or buy it for your country, then certainly Alec will invite you over. Absolutely fascinating interview. Thank you very much indeed for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.